Hi, this is Alexandra from the Hypnomistress. And you have strayed by chance, or perhaps on purpose, here into my subject of the female-led relationship. Maybe you didn't realize that this class is for the benefit of women. Or maybe you're here because you've been spending time lately in chastity, all locked up in a chastity cage. Or perhaps placed in mental chastity, And maybe you are encouraged to try prolonged chastity by your mistress, to experience the magical effects that soon overwhelm you, acting on your body, and also on the way you see things and feel things, becoming more focused with each passing day. On all the ways you can be more pleasing for women when you know that you won't be having an orgasm anytime soon. And perhaps all of this is what led you here to my classroom. My classes here are for the benefit of ordinary, everyday women. Women who may be curious to hear me describe the techniques women can use to powerful effect in training submissive males to become their willing and eager domestic pets. Techniques like chastity, covert hypnosis, male conditioning methods that more dominant females have always used together, to train and program horny boys to take on behaviors that will be more pleasing, useful, and satisfying to women. Now, on occasions, I might allow a very lucky boy to stay here in my classroom after the women arrive, not to join my class, but to assist me in demonstrating some of the hypnotic household techniques the women can adopt and use to influence, shape, and control her male's learned behavior. And since you just happened to wander into my classroom, I'm going to assume that you are a submissive male. A naturally submissive boy who wants and desires to please confident women by learning more and more about your submissive side. Or maybe you're just feeling a little different, more curious, more open to these ideas, all because of this period of prolonged chastity that was suggested for you. And I'm very sure that you will find this hypnotic training to be very powerful and very enjoyable. As long as you're excited by the thought of experiencing arousal and pleasure through performing some very simple acts of submission, my class will increase your desire to behave in a submissive manner in all your interactions with women from now on. And you will be rewarded by a rush of pleasure and arousal when you're a good boy. After all, that's what you want, isn't it? You want to be a good boy. You want to be a good boy now for me by focusing on my voice and letting my words find the best places in your mind to take root, so that I can help you to become the well-behaved, good, submissive boy that you long to be. You want to be a good boy by helping the women in your life through your acts of submission. I know that you're eager to develop your submissive side, and being pleasing to women is very important to you. Pleasing women through your submissive behavior is very arousing to you. Your mind is already focused now on my words, and you're ready to learn more and more. Staying back and listening to this class maybe even joining in to assist me in demonstrating the immediate effects of this training on the submissive male, will condition you to experience more and more pleasure as you look for and find more opportunities to take on a more submissive role in all of your interactions with women. You know that it feels very good to be a good boy. Follow my words and let my voice guide you to find greater and greater pleasure in your submissive behaviors. And as you hear my female students arriving for the class, taking their seats behind you, as you sit comfortably and quietly, right next to me here, in front of the class, you find that all these sounds around you will only cause you to drift deeper into trance, becoming more focused and more attentive now, aware of your breathing just slowing down. As you continue going down, down, deeper down, into this wonderfully attentive and obedient state of trance. Now, ladies, in tonight's class, we will be exploring the use of chastity in training the male for domestic service. With the proper application of chastity, using a male chastity cage, or using hypnosis to reinforce the desire for chastity in the male, with suggestions of the inability to orgasm. With correct use of these techniques, ladies, most men can be reprogrammed to find domestic service to be the erotically charged pleasure that they may have found beforehand in porn or excessive masturbation. Can you imagine, ladies, taking your average male, his compulsive masturbation and domestic laziness, and transforming him? Replacing those urges with the erotic desire to clean and cook for you, becoming your devoted domestic pet. And now, ladies, by a fortunate coincidence, we do have a male volunteer here with us. Turn around, dear. Let the class take a good look at you. Now, it can take several weeks of chastity to bring the male to the point of focused arousal that we require for this technique. And as you can see, ladies, this one is already right on the edge of that state of arousal right now. He has been kept chaste now, with no masturbation, no touching himself, no orgasms at all for quite some time. And so now he really is perfectly primed to help me perform my demonstration for you today. He really does look quite helpless, doesn't he? As you ladies know, women have always held the upper hand in the game of flirtation. A male can find himself lost and so easily be induced to succumb to a woman's intentions. When she confuses and clouds his mind by stealth. Did you know that female flirtation, in itself, is a form of covert hypnosis? I find it fascinating how some men will be so easily led, manipulated, and controlled just by one tiny little part of them. Such a small thing it is. Easy for a woman to exert so much control over the helpless male. She only need the topic of sex, raising it up in casual conversation, and the male's attention will be instantly focused on her words, taking in everything she is saying. Captured by her, just like that. Focusing completely on her voice, on her words, waiting eagerly for what she will say next, wondering if an allusion to sex is in fact an invitation. When a woman engages the male in the topic of sex, he can only think of one thing. If you call that thinking, all blood flowing down as his focus follows along, focusing on the growing excitement he can't help but feel, right there between his legs. Yes, right there. And at this point, as the male is sinking into her trance, a woman may simply flip the direction of the conversation, turning away from sex for the moment, leaving the poor male entirely confused about her intentions, wondering if he only misread her signals, knowing that in today's society, the male may not initiate sex without risking cries of harassment. Knowing that only the women are free to begin this game. Knowing she can get sex whenever she pleases. She has all the control. So when she once again appears to show interest, turning the conversation back again to matters of sexual intimacy, perhaps touching his arm lightly, or leaning in a little closer, allowing him to inhale her scent, to feel her warm breath on his cheek, or perhaps allowing him a view of the cleavage that he longs to stare into, falling into her trap so easily, as all his arousal surges back again, as he begins to imagine what she may look like when she is naked. When they are fucking, perhaps she will go on top, riding him, doing all of the work, so that he can lay back, passively enjoying the sight of those magnificent breasts bouncing up and down above him, just as she bounces up and down on his aching, rigid pole, so erect, so aroused, so helplessly horny. And all of these images filling the male's eager imagination can be replaced in an instant. As she changes her signals again, confusing him further, perhaps mentioning sex with other men, or the pleasure she may soon be enjoying with appealing and virile men, forcing the unfortunate male to imagine all that, imagining what she would look like, enjoying their attention, perhaps even imagining himself, watching them do it, his mind in a whirl, constantly teased and aroused, constantly tempted and denied. And she can play this game, effortlessly entangling the helpless male, for as long as she wants to. His mind will soon become fatigued by all the confusion, leaving him open to all her hypnotic intentions for him. I love the fact that after any period of imposed chastity, the male victim is already perfectly primed by his heightened emotions and prolonged physical arousal. All the sexual sensations he cannot stop feeling can be used to keep the male subconscious mind more and more focused on the woman who has placed him in chastity like this. She is his keyholder, whether he knows it or not. And she will have no problem gaining extreme conscious focus of the male's mind. With the opening of the subconscious mind, fascinated by her, and wanting any hint of her sexual intentions for him, which can now be cleverly disguised as hypnotic suggestion. The sensory overload and heightened sexual energy naturally produced in the male's body during periods of enforced chastity can all be used to keep the male's subconscious mind more and more focused on his keyholder. Even when she is not physically present, she no longer even requires an actual key to keep his mind and body locked just for her. A woman has so many tools at her disposal. She can easily hold the male in a state of heightened arousal and helpless fascination, even when she is not physically present. The simple act of describing all the feminine contents of her wardrobe will keep his mind locked on her, just where she wants it to be, for as long as she desires. Her silky black thongs and panties, seamed stockings, satin bras and leather skirts, the erotically contoured stiletto heels she likes to wear. And as she describes these tools of erotic torture to the chastised male, he can only continue listening in rapt fascination. She will send a male into a subconscious memory of the female as he allows his mind to open to her words, as he allows these images to send him deeper into his state of erotic hypnosis. The male will simply breathe in slowly and relax as he concentrates on the words and images that she has carefully placed inside his mind. And as the male continues to breathe and focuses more and more on the words that create this weakness and sets into motion his already learned behavior of compliance to the female. In the locked male, already primed by a period of imposed chastity, these effects can be recognized as a slowing and calmness of breathing, a slight warm rise in the temperature, and a calm heaviness in the male's limbs as the heart begins to slow and relax. The male is already so focused on the erotic images flowing into his open, eager mind that the heavy, comfortable feelings go unnoticed as he falls deeper into the spell-binding words. And with each and every breath, he continues to relax as his subconscious mind remembers all the details of the black silky lingerie that he's been teased with, worn by the female hypnotist for him to notice and hold on to, just as she now holds the key to his desire. Accepting all the suggestions effortlessly now, he may not be able to remember what words she has spoken as he relaxes deeper and deeper into trance and allows his subconscious to hear and accept. Each word in his mind now is a comfortable gift of growing arousal created just for him. He continues to go deeper and his mind feels hazy and calm. Being satisfied at the effects of her erotic words, he never realizes he is being hypnotized, as the words feel too good, and he awaits a signal to increase these wonderful sensations, which is usually a hint of a sexual rendezvous. He continues to listen as the warm words and images of feminine silk and leather continue to help lure the male down into a much more comfortable and relaxed state of acceptance. Absorbing these images and words produces a seductive, calming state of mind that can be explored the more the male absorbs her words. The imagination can show images of the female's silky lingerie, seamed stockings drawn slowly up over her long, shapely legs, shiny leather heels encasing her slender feet. As the male becomes more and more submissive to this nice feeling of sinking, as he allows all parts of his body to become warm, comfortably heavy, and deeper relaxed. As he continues to focus on the enchanting words, his mind is addicted to being so comfortable. Each sentence lands like a step that takes him down deeper into trance. These sentences become more and more soothing to the mind. And we can identify these types of sentences with numbers. When a male has been kept by the woman, either mentally or physically locked, for days, or even weeks if she pleases, the lasting chemical shifts and changes in his mind and body, caused by the chastity she is conditioning him with. He will soon find he simply must obey the growing need he feels to call for more programming. He may not even know how his empty, fuzzy mind can automatically recall the numbers he needs to focus on. All the numbers he needs will simply appear in his mind as he listens to the words that will take him even deeper into trance. Each number dissolving his empty mind even further. When he reaches the number one on these deepening numbers, he will fall into a deep trance and a very warm, comfortable state will overwhelm him as his need to comply with her suggestions and commands will soon be the only thing in his hypnotized mind. Number five. By now, your boy may begin to feel a pleasurable sleepiness envelop him that allows his mind to be fascinated with each word he hears. Number four, hearing the words causes the subject to become more comfortable as he enjoys the ability of the words to do his thinking for him, as he is just too tired and relaxed now to think for himself. The words become so fascinating that a euphoric sense of trance envelops him, pulling him down deeper and deeper into sleep. Number three is drifting and sleeping deeper. His mind becomes clearer and open to the words that will take him deeper the more he gives in. His body is comfortable and heavy as he drifts down on a cloud of wonderful, soothing relaxation. And on the last number, he will find himself going deeper into trance than ever before. Number two, deep and hypnotized. He might begin to imagine the deep, dark, hypnotic eyes of his controller and feels his mind and body falling deeper and deeper into sleep. Number one, deeper and deeper down. As he relaxes to each word he hears, nothing now can stop the progression of his relaxation, as his mind is so accustomed to listening and drifting. Focusing even deeper and drifting deeper down, deeper into trance. The male now finds himself in a deep state of hypnosis, and he enjoys these wonderful feelings as every word from his hypnotist goes directly to his subconscious mind, where it will soon become his very own thoughts, needs, and desires. Feeling very strongly that these suggestions are right for him, feeling a wave of pleasure in his body as each and every word is absorbed, sinking deeply into his subconscious mind, becoming a permanent part of him. And when you're listening very carefully, your head can now nod yes as you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind slips deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind open and listen to me. You know that you are naturally submissive. You have always been submissive. You have always known that you need to submit to women because it makes you feel complete. You need to please the women in your life through your actions because it arouses you, just like how you feel aroused and excited right now because you want to please me. You want to please me now by submitting your mind to my words as you follow my voice into a deeper trance now. You find great pleasure and satisfaction when you submit and please women. It is your nature to be pleasing and helpful to the women in your life. You have always wanted and needed to please the women in your life through your submissive behavior. You are anxious to focus on my voice and follow my words now, because you want to please me. You want to allow me to train and help you to find the pleasure and arousal that you deserve to experience. You deserve to have the opportunity to find satisfaction and pleasure through your submissive acts and behaviors. And you are pleasing me now by going so deep and letting my voice guide you on this powerful lesson in exploring your submissiveness. Such a good boy right now. This powerful hypnosis session is teaching your mind to recognize all the opportunities you have throughout the day to satisfy your submissive needs. My voice and my words are programming them in now, mind and body, to act on your natural submissive instincts, to be helpful and pleasing to women. And this behavior is at the very core of being naturally submissive. You are naturally submissive, and you need to feel your arousal and excitement of serving and pleasing the women in your life. It's important for you to take advantage of the opportunities to feel this pleasure and arousal. Yes, such a good boy. Now continue being a good boy for me and just focus on my words. Be a good boy and allow my voice to guide you further on this journey. It is very pleasing to me to know that you're focused on my voice, following my words as I help you learn more about your sexually submissive nature. It is very arousing and pleasing to me to know that you eagerly sacrifice your own orgasms, going willingly into chastity to help you become a well-behaved boy whose actions and behaviors are pleasing to all the women in your life. Relax for me as I am going to take you deeper now. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away, not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and open to me, listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, your eyes are so heavy and you let your subconscious mind do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay relaxed. You have so much potential in your subconscious mind, which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget. You need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know. And you could let your subconscious mind listen and remember as your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keeping your eyes closed and listening now with your subconscious mind. You know that in your submissive heart, you long to serve and please women. It is your natural place to be pleasing to women through your actions and behaviors. And this class is teaching you to find the opportunities that present themselves in your daily life. The opportunities to be submissive. Opportunities to feel the pleasure and arousal that being submissive brings you. Such a very good boy as you please me by following my voice deeper now. Such a good boy for me, following my instructions so nicely. At this moment, nothing else matters but the sound of my voice and the comfortable, safe feelings you are feeling now, starting to feel the arousal. I am going to count from 5 to 1 now, with each number taking you deeper into trance. With each number, your arousal grows deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper, 10 times the arousal. 5,
10 times deeper,
4,
10 times the arousal.
3,
10 times deeper,
2,
10 times the arousal.
1, deeper,
deeper,
deep. Now it's so easy to relax and drop deeper for me. Relax.
10 times deeper. 10 times the arousal.
The longer you remain in chastity, the more your sexual energies build and build. You've been allowing your sexual energies to grow and fill you now for some time. And you know you want your lady or mistress to get all of the benefits you've been working so hard to grow inside with your obedient chastity for her. You want her to use your energies in whatever way she desires. You know that the women in your life deserve to have your eager help. They deserve to have you focus on their pleasure. They deserve your submissive behavior to make their lives easier and more pleasant. And you deserve to feel the arousal and pleasure that your submissive behavior creates within you as you go longer and longer in chastity. Learning to let these energies build for her. You deserve to have your head filled with thoughts and images of exciting sexual submission each time you behave in a helpful, pleasing manner with the women in your life. Each time you perform a simple act of submission, you will feel the arousal rushing through your body as your mind is filled with thoughts and images of complete sexual submission and domination. So pleasing, working so hard to please the women in your life, finding many opportunities every day to feel the pleasure of even the simplest submissive acts. Each time you behave in a submissive way, and each time you complete even the plainest of submissive acts, you do feel the arousal rushing through your body as your cock pulses and throbs in its cage, or twitches and strains for hands that will not be touching it. It happens so quickly. As you go longer in chastity, your mind is filled more and more, each and every day, with thoughts and images of sexual surrender to women. You know that you must be helpful and pleasing all the time in order to earn this sexual pleasure and arousal. As a naturally submissive man, you know there are so many ways you can be pleasing and helpful to the women in your life. You know that each of these is truly an act of submission. You know that there are so many things you can do for them that are not sexual in nature. And by focusing on these, you create more and more opportunities to experience the pleasure and gratification that you crave as you submit. So many opportunities for you to help the ladies in your life. Each is an act of submission for you. So many opportunities every day to serve women. The women you know, and even the women that you do not know. Each time you do something that is pleasing to a woman, it's an act of submission for you. Each act of submission causes you to feel a rush of profound arousal, spreading quickly through your crotch, your cock swelling against the bars that hold it, of your cage or in your mind. Your nipples grow hard and sensitive, your mind filled with sexual thoughts and images that will only arouse you further with each act of submission. Such a good boy. Following my words is so pleasing to me. Going deeper now, knowing that my words are causing changes in your conscious and subconscious mind. Changes that you will want to occur so that you can satisfy your natural, submissive nature every day. Many times each and every day, feeling the arousal and pleasure of completing simple acts of submission to the ladies in your life. Such a gift. You have to satisfy your submissive needs that are growing inside of you with each day longer you spend in chastity. If you're in a relationship with a woman, it doesn't matter if she's your girlfriend or your wife. It doesn't matter if she's dominant towards you or not. In your relationship, you have many opportunities every day to be pleasing and helpful to your female partner by performing submissive acts. Each day, taking advantage of these opportunities to exhibit submissive behavior, always because you have to come very, very quickly. Your cock swelling and your mind becomes filled with thoughts and images of pure sexual submission. Imagine yourself in your kitchen. See all the dirty dishes piled up in the sink, the clutter on the counter. Perhaps in the past, you would have left those for your wife or girlfriend to clean up. But now, you recognize this as a perfect opportunity to feel the intense rush you now feel when you can satisfy your submissive cravings. Now imagine yourself in the laundry area. See the dirty clothes piled up. See the pile of dirty clothes that needs to be washed. See the pile of clothes that have come out of the dryer that need to be folded and put away. Perhaps in the past, you would have left these for your wife or girlfriend to deal with. But now, because of this powerful hypnotic training and programming, you recognize another perfect opportunity to feel your cock throb and twitch in its cage or your pants as your balls swell. Another opportunity to have your head filled with thoughts and images of pure sexual submission. As the seductive whisper in your mind tells you, "You're such a good boy." You now know that opportunities such as this allow you to behave as a domestic servant to your lady. You know that being a submissive domestic servant is very pleasing and helpful to your lady. She no longer needs to ask you to help with these sorts of household chores, because you take the initiative to start them before she has a chance to ask. You realize that you are so lucky to be a submissive domestic servant for your lady. You will crave to feel the rush of arousal that fills your body whenever you are working on household chores. You love how intensely your cock swells and throbs as you do the dishes or the laundry. You crave the heat, that spreading heat between your legs, rising up through your belly and chest as you clean up the kitchen or fold the laundry. You love the intense thoughts and vivid images of sexual submission that fill your mind whenever you are performing as your lady's domestic servant. You love to work for your lady. You love to please her. You know there are so many ways to find pleasure and satisfaction through your role as a submissive domestic servant to your lady. And it excites you to understand that she doesn't even need to know you have been hypnotically trained and sexually programmed. She doesn't even need to know that you find great arousal and satisfaction in your helpful submissive behavior. You don't even need for her to thank you for your help. Your thanks comes in the arousal that you feel when you're performing these tasks. What is important is that you have the opportunities to act on your submissive cravings. You deserve the opportunities to satisfy your submissive needs. You deserve to feel the intense arousal and excitement of acting on your submissive desires by being your lady's domestic servant. You know how good it makes you feel to be helpful to your lady. You know how you love to complete the household chores to help and please her. You're such a good boy, filled with an overwhelming sense of satisfaction and gratification of your needs to submit. This hypnotic class has provided powerful programming of your mind and body, the sexual programming that you crave. My voice and my words have flowed so easily into your mind, so deeply and easily into your subconscious mind, to show you that you have the ability to experience arousal and gratification every single day as you complete the simple acts of submission for the women in your life. It is so natural and so very exciting to be a submissive domestic servant, craving when you will be used as a sexually submissive household pet. And these are only a few examples. Each and every time you listen to this session, your mind will find more examples. Your mind will recognize more and more opportunities every day. Each time you listen, the pleasurable reactions of your mind and body are stronger and stronger and more pronounced. This programming now allows you to see so many opportunities every day. So many ways for you to experience the pleasure and arousal of fulfilling your needs, to behave in a submissive and pleasing manner for the women in your life. So much so that you will love to be programmed, sexually programmed. You have no need to remember the contents of the session, other than the instructions that you have accepted into your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind has no need or stress to remember. Your subconscious mind will recall what you need to recall when the time is right. All of the suggestions in this session have become a natural part of who you are. Such a very good boy. I'm going to awaken you now by counting from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you will awaken fully refreshed and eager to accomplish any tasks or chores that are needed to be done, especially the ones that you know will please the women in your life. 1. Such a good boy. 2. Becoming aware of the atmosphere in the room. 3. Feeling aroused and energized. 4. Eager to listen to this session again and again. 5. Wide awake and fully refreshed.